call the Community Development Committee to order for Wednesday, August 4th, 2021 at 6:30 PM. We have in the council chambers, we have Councilor Leach, Director Capping, Councilor Wells is calling in, and myself. And we'll go ahead and, is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Good, all right. We'll go to the approval of the minutes for June 2nd, 2021.
They look fine to me.
They look fine to me, also.
Thank you. Can you hear us okay?
I sure can.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll move on to the downtown plan review.
Okay, so this is kind of back before you guys again to discuss maybe the possibility of planter boxes or something like that. I did include some photographs of some reader boards to try and get your guys' take on maybe what you'd like to see so I could start working on how much that would cost us and then start working with ODOT and right-of-way stuff if we can pull it off. The actual cost of the reader board is not very much. It's what we put around that that's going to be the cost and how we get power to it and how that's metered. There is a bit of money in the tourism fund still to probably pull that off if we wanted to try and get that done. But I kind of need some ideas of you guys, what you envisioned. I know what my opinion is, but I'd like to get some input from you guys on what ones you like out of what I've sent you, or if you don't like any of them, you want me to start over. And I figured with the planter boxes, I sent out a bunch of stuff. I don't know if you got it.
I don't think I did. I can't remember. It's been a long time ago.
So what I'll do, because I don't think we're ready really to discuss planter boxes, what I'll do is look back at that meeting where I sent that out, and I'll try and email that to
okay,
you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So you've got some, I mean, I just picked randomly a bunch of planter boxes.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure you want them. I mean, with the way they're spaced out, and maybe we don't want to put them between every other one. Maybe we want to put them between, you know, maybe one a block or something. I don't know. It's something to chew on.
Yeah.
But I thought I wanted to get the reader boards back in front of you because I know that it's kind of been on again, off again. It's something that we were supposed to do with this committee. We were supposed to move towards that. So I'd like to get back on that track if possible. And looking at the funds available, it looks like we could probably pull it off depending on style. And, you know, if you guys decide to go wood, maybe we got to take out a loan or something. I don't know. But I did include several different pictures and several different sizes of reader boards. We have the current one up by Dutch Brothers, which is covered by trees. You know, Jordan's landscaping plan called for trees in there, but nobody thought about planting one on each side of the reader board that you can't read now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could try and do something there where we put a reader board on each side. My thought is if we're going to do reader boards, let's put one coming in from Eugene and put one in coming in from Monroe and Harrisburg, which would probably take a little coordination with Safeway, but I think we could probably pull it off there.
I think so.
The one up there, I think Guarantee still owns all the land, even though Bish is running that now. So I think I could work with, you know, Marty or Shannon to get permission to get it there. And coordinate that with ODOT to make sure we're okay to be in the right way. So there's a bit of work that has to be done, but I don't know what I'm working for, so I wanted to get some ideas.
Yeah.
You said you had an idea. What was?
I have an idea of what I like, but you want to hear that idea?
Sure.
If you go to the very first page, the one on the right with the brick around it.
I starred that one.
Yep.
That's the one I like. That's what Superintendent Tracer likes. But, you know, I'm open to anything. If we could actually get reader boards sometime within this next year, I think that'd be a huge accomplishment for us because it's been talked about for years and
yes.
We haven't accomplished it. So,
yeah. No, that was my fave. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Big and. The smaller ones, you know, like Guarantee has up on, you can't see the darn things. Well, you know, they're your pass before you can read what it says, and
yeah,
this one is big, and I think you could see it.
Yeah,
pretty good.
So you don't, we don't have people driving around the block to
right.
See what it says again and again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's big. It's a big enough reader board that, you know, you can adjust the font size depending on what you're trying to put on there or whatever somebody else was trying to get on there. Like the way they have it, they've got fire in big letters, and then they've got something smaller font underneath. I think that would look nice at each end of town. I think there's enough room where we could probably do something like that at each end of town. We could certainly, when I and Jeremy get back to work at the same time, we could certainly go measure some stuff out and look towards that. The guy that built our sign out in front of Public Works, I think, could probably help us with this design. He's not a mason, but I think he's got some good ideas of how to get there. And if not, we know some people that do mason work. And I mean, it's just not our cup of tea, so we'd have to have somebody else do it for sure. I would like it to look nice, not crooked, you know. But, and we're busy with plenty of other projects. So, if that's the one y'all like, I'll move forward with trying to come up with some cost on that and placement and work with some people on that and work with PP&L. Probably, yeah, PP&L up on the highway, I think, for how we'd get power to them. They're going to want to meter both of them, which is fine. It's not a huge cost, but it'd probably be more of a cost to get the power to them than
probably.
It would be to pay the bill. So,
yeah.
But I mean, if we're gonna do it, let's do it right, and let's
exactly,
you know, make it look good, make it inviting, and make it really worth the effort that we're putting forward to get them in. So
that's
my opinion. Like I said, it's completely your guys' decision, including you, Ken, even though we can't see you.
I would agree.
Okay, well, that's what I'll start working for. And then, Ken, were you on the committee when I sent out the stuff for planter boxes?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so you have that still?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just get that to you, and then maybe at the next meeting we can talk about it a little bit. Or
sure.
You guys will have some time during the festival to be downtown and kind of see, do they work, do they not work? Do we want them, do we not want them?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. That gives me an idea what to do.
Okay. We do have a mayor and a member of the public here. Any comments on the planter boxes from?
I Jack Sumner, 1061 Quince Drive. I think it's a great idea. Some of the other communities, Walnuts, Corvallis, around Abbott, even Eugene.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Just kind of check it out maybe this week and kind of see.
It gives
see
you some time.
Yeah.
So.
One question: if you put them on 6th, isn't that still ODOT's road?
6th Street's not.
6th Street's
no.
not.
6th Street belongs to the city.
Okay.
So.
That used to be the major.
Yeah, it used to be, but now they've got Highway 99 in, so they took it. And 6th Street, the only one that doesn't belong to us now is 1st and 18th.
Right.
They're county roads. So.
Anything from Councilor Wells?
Nothing further.
All right. Sounds good. Then we'll move on to the Peterson Street closure request.
Okay, so Jackie Peterson has submitted a request to the council to close 13th Street. She's requesting to close 13th Street between Oakley and Tamarack on the 21st of August from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. for a street party, the same street party that she did last year. I reached out to both the fire department and the police department, and neither one of them have a problem with this as long as they still have emergency access to get through, which is in my conditions of approval. So basically the same conditions of approval that they had last year that they have to follow. I didn't change anything except the date for them. So if that's something you guys would like to see, Jason's willing to let this, because she got this to me really late. Jason's willing to let this go to council next Tuesday so they can get approved. But I did talk with Jackie and told her, next year if you want to do this, you got to get this to me in June so I can get in front of the committee before council meeting. So, so I think I've got that worked out with her where she's on board. So it's up to you guys whether you want to move it forward or not.
Works for me. I mean, are we invited?
I live down there. If you want to show up, I don't
care. Okay, fine. We can go to Gary's party. No, I think that's fun. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Anything?
I'm in favor.
Favor? Okay. I am too. Any comment from, no comment from the public? All right. Sounds good. We'll go move on to the agenda forecast review.
Okay, so for the current stuff, of course, the downtown plan and Peterson Street closure. What I'll do now is I'll move the downtown plan back to future business. I may leave it there if you want to talk about planter boxes next time.
Okay.
And then I didn't remove it from pending business, which I should have. And that's really about the whole gist of the change of it. Is there anything you guys would like to add to it, or?
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Just keep working
on it.
We'll
let you know, Gary.
Yeah.
Any suggestions from the public for anything they want to see the community development take a look at? Councillor Wells?
I just think that after we have our work session, we might have something come from goals or our long-range plans that might fall into downtown. So we'll just, I'm sure we'll have plenty to do in a short period of time.
Sounds good. Okay. All right, any other business?
So I've got one piece of other business. If you look under future business items, I've left the Highway 99 discussion on that we started. And, you know, we got some really unsettling information back from ODOT when I looked into that, that, you know, basically they didn't have any money to help with anything and, you know, several million dollars to do this project. Jenna Berman from ODOT called me the other day and said, hey, you guys were looking into this, what's going on with that? And I'm like, well, here's what the answer we got from you guys. And she's like, oh, that's not correct.
Oh,
she goes, I don't have a problem coming and presenting to your committee what's available, what's out there for grants, what we can do, maybe to at least get the traffic study started. So if you guys are okay with that, I'll bring Jenna to the next meeting.
Perfect.
She wanted to come to this one. I'm like, no, I don't do that to my committee. So she's perfectly fine with coming in September. I've got her kind of scheduled in to do that. And then I'll reach out to her and say, yeah, it's for sure. Go ahead and plan on being here. And then I'll just let her do a little presentation about what's available from ODOT, and what they have that we could maybe utilize or get help from. But she was pretty disappointed to hear that that's the answers we got back from the people at ODOT, and she was going to look into why we got those answers. I don't know. I just could only report back what they told me.
Sure.
And actually, I think I included the email that I got with that. So it was, you know, one of those things that, unfortunately, it kind of put us behind maybe a couple, 2 or 3 months, 4 months. But if she can come and tell us what's there, what's available, they would really like to see some kind of a road diet on Highway 99 with turn lanes. But it would all start with that traffic study, and if we can get them to help pay for that, or if there's, you know, some kind of grant for that. But, you know, she's got a lot of knowledge with them. She's been with them for a long time. This is kind of what she does, so I'm going to let her come present it to you instead of me trying to muddle my way through it. So
yeah.
If you guys don't mind, I'll put her on the agenda for next meeting, and we'll get a presentation from her, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, then you get the straight scoop.
Because
I know I got something from Denise Walters. She's the ACT lady, and you know that is involved in that and keeps me up to date. And she said there's something that they're working on for smaller cities, blah blah blah. But so many times it's just they give you lip service, and it's like, oh, it's already taken care of. No, you don't. You know,
they have a big ADA project going here.
Yes.
So Jenna was hoping that we could kind of tie it in together. She thinks we're probably a little late for that, but she'd still like to try and get started on some stuff. So.
God. Oh, I think it's wonderful. Yes.
It is definitely.
Well, it was good news for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, because, you know, I mean, it's pretty brutal, and I'm sure I've probably done that to some of my customers that call and said, hey, we want you to do this. And we're like, nope, sorry, we can't do that. But I don't usually tell people it's $10 million to do it. So.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, she's pretty savvy. So I think it'd be good to get her out here and have a conversation with you guys.
Yay! Good. That's great.
Okay. That's the only other piece of other business that I have.
That's good business.
All right. Do we have anything from Councilor Leach?
I do not have a thing.
Anything from Councilor Wells?
Well, I just want to thank for setting this up virtually because it. That way I was able to partake in the meeting, so thank you.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Anything from Mr. Sumner?
The only thing I'm concerned about, I don't know how community development would get into the senior center.
We don't. But
we don't have anything to do with them. We
community
can't help
services
them.
Center.
Huh?
Community services. Last night's meeting.
Okay. We didn't say anything about last night.
No. Well, I don't do it. I don't do anything with the senior center, so that's Shelley across the street.
Okay. Is this going to start being used next week, I would imagine?
Yeah, sometime they were talking about it. Yeah. We were supposed to fix, we were having Montgomery fixing the furnace over there for them. But. Okay. But that's about all I know about the senior center. Do you have a specific question?
No, somebody called me and said that they had heard that they were tearing it down.
You must have got. Not that I know of.
In fact, I left you a voicemail.
I know. I see that. I was telling him I caught something about senior center, but it was really choppy. So, as far as I know, I know they were going to tear down the sound booth that caught on fire last year or the year before, but that's about all I know. I haven't heard anything about them tearing it down. I'm pretty sure Sue would have chimed in and let me know that they were tearing it down, but I have not heard that. But Shelly Jake across the street is actually the contact for the community center.
Okay. It changes rapidly over there.
Well, I think Shelly will stick around for a while. So.
Okay.
I hope so.
That's being recorded, right?
It is being recorded.
Do we have anything from May? Okay. All right, then we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 6:50 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for participating.